Welcome. You are listening to the eXtension Military Families Learning Network's Personal Finance Podcast. Thank you for taking a money moment out of your day to listen and learn as we share tips to help navigate everyday financial life. Your host today is Dr. Jennifer Hunter, an Associate Extension Professor for Family Finance and Resource Management at the University of Kentucky.
Hello, and welcome back to podcast episode number 14, Back to School Shopping on a Budget. Book bags, binders, and lunch boxes line the aisles of our local stores. It is already that time of year again, back to school for kids, parents, and teachers. Many retailers have started running back to school shopping ads, and many school districts have started planning for back to school needs. If you have children in school, you know to plan for these expenses. However, they may not be part of your regular budget. You can reduce your back-to-school stress and expenses by developing a budget prior to heading out to your local retailer, just as you would for holiday shopping. Planning in advance gives you time to shop for specific items you need at the right price. Start by preparing your back-to-school shopping list. Prioritize school shopping by listing items in order of importance. Talk to your children about the difference between needs and wants. Develop a budget based on true needs. If you still have additional funds available, then you can allocate some money to things family members want. This is an important conversation to have with our kiddos prior to going shopping. It is important that they understand the budget and how much they have available to spend on their school shopping needs. You are less likely to overspend and stay within your budget if you pay with cash, so leave your credit cards at home. Shopping with a credit card is convenient, but since there are no immediate consequences for using it, you are more likely to spend more. If you use cash, once all of it is gone, your shopping trip is finished, making you more likely to again prioritize those needs over wants. Start with the class supply list. Inventory any items that you may already have at home or from last school year, such as backpacks, folders, paper, and so forth. Identify items on the list that you need to purchase and look for retail sales ads in your local newspaper or on the internet. Many retailers have large discounts on class supplies to entice you to visit the store. Take your list with you and only purchase items on it. If you're shopping for items such as a backpack or lunchbox, it might be a good idea to think about picking an item that would last for several years. So instead of picking a backpack that has your child's favorite cartoon character on it for this year, maybe choose one that is just flowers or hearts or sports themes, something that might last a few more years than the favorite cartoon character. Back to school is a good time to inventory clothes closets. Identify clothes which have been outgrown or your child will no longer wear. Consider taking clothes which are in good condition and still in style to a local children's consignment shop. Selling clothes at a consignment store may earn you a few extra dollars, and many consignment retailers offer buying discounts to sellers. To learn more about buying and selling at consignment shops, be certain to listen to our earlier podcast. Check with your child's school to determine if the school has a dress code. Then inventory the items that your child needs to start the school year. Certain items can wait until later in the year. For example, you probably do not need to purchase a winter coat in August. By dividing school clothes shopping over several months, you spread out the expenses. Again, prior to going out shopping for clothes, talk to your children about the budget that you have available to spend on school clothes. Sometimes my son really likes to purchase expensive tennis shoes. So we have a rule in place that I let him know how much I am willing to spend on shoes, and then he can choose if he wants a more expensive pair of shoes that he would need to pay the additional cost with his money. I have found that this is a tip that has him look at some more reasonably priced shoes, because when it comes to spending his own money, he is not nearly as interested in the high dollar shoes. Think green when you're back to school shopping. Start the new school year off right by following a few simple tips to save money and be more environmentally friendly. Invite family, friends, and neighbors to a swap party. Ask guests to bring gently used items that they no longer want, such as accessories, purses, book bags, or even clothing and shoes if your guests wear similar sizes. At the event, trade items with the things that your friends brought. Reuse backpacks, binders, notebooks, and other supplies for previous years instead of buying new. Buy supplies such as paper and notebooks made from recycled materials. Save household materials such as shoeboxes and paper towel tubes for school craft projects. This is especially true if you have a little one in school. So my 6-year-old just finished kindergarten last year, and it seemed like almost every week we had a note that came home from her teacher asking for these simple household items. We certainly sent in a lot of paper towel rolls last year. Pack a waste-free lunch. Use reusable containers and utensils. Buy non-perishable foods in bulk. Avoid individually wrapped snacks, disposable forks, spoons, and straws. If you eat a school lunch, take and use only what you need. One napkin, one ketchup packet, one salt packet, and so on. Remember to recycle cans and plastic bottles if possible. The beginning of the school year is always a fun and exciting time of year. Keeping your family budget in mind while back to school shopping will help get the year started off on the right foot. I hope you will join us for our next podcast episode as we talk money tips for your college-bound student.
Striving to help military families balance both life and their checkbook. Thank you for listening to the eExtension Military Families Learning Network's Personal Finance Podcast. If you enjoyed today's podcast, have a question or show topic idea, leave a like and comment on Facebook at MFLN Personal Finance. You can learn more about the eExtension Military Families Learning Network at militaryfamilies.extension.org.